Welcome to the 100% Financed Podcast, home of entrepreneurs, business owners, and real estate investors everywhere. 100PF is not just an online business, it's a culture, helping you make more money while maintaining pretty credit. If you're looking for great content on credit repair, business credit, creative financing, motivation, and online business, then you found the right podcast. Listen up as Juan Pablo, the People's Mentor, presents another great podcast episode for your listening pleasure. Juan Pablo, give these beautiful people the tools they need to succeed.
And like I said, as soon as we're able to do that and really convey that message of, hey, I'm trying to get you to the next level. Like, the 720 is cool, but is that what they're coming to us for? They're not coming to us to get a 720 credit score. They're coming to us to get qualified for a reasonable car loan, to get qualified for a mortgage, to be able to get out that apartment to a mortgage. You can't even get security, ADT, without having good credit. So it's like, how embarrassing is that for somebody to go rent a car without a credit card? You know? It's like, my roommate, for example, she won't even date nobody without no credit card. So it's like, we want to help those people out. We in line with those people. We associate those people. 80% of the loans that are done are subprime. So this is 8 out of 10 people. These are our people, right?
You said subprime, 8 out of 10.
So we need to help these people, right? So that's how we have to view ourselves.
Terrible.
Yeah. So that's the value we're going to provide. It's not the result, which is scores, but being able to help you get to the next level. So that's the difference between, right, a customer, transactional, and a client, somebody who's actually ingratiated in the community of achievement or excellent credit or great finance and those types of things.
Being able to get the funding you need, too.
Being able to get the funding you need as well. So we're going to do that. Really, customer service, flexibility, understanding, building rapport, and not just talking. Because the best way to build rapport is listening.
Yeah, listening.
Listening is the best way.
Help me out.
Right. But listening is the best way to build rapport. So we listen to what they have going on, and then we'll be able to provide them with a solution. That's what we are. We're a solutions-based company. It's need-based sales. These people need credit repair. Like, credit repair is not an option. It decides the standard of living, your quality of life.
Right, it's need-based.
Like, we're not,
it really
you know.
Is. Yeah.
So we want to be able to convey that to the client.
And what do you mean by credit advocate? One more time.
So Janine, our 100% Financed credit advocate. And Janine, just tell us about a little bit about what you do for our clients.
Basically, what I do is repair their credit, try to repair their credit, help them repair their credit, challenge their, you know, negative derogatory accounts that are unverifiable, things that are inaccurate.
Outdated.
Just accounts that shouldn't be on there, that you can look on there and see that these credit bureaus are holding this against them on purpose.
And you're very passionate about that, which is crazy too, because I know you get upset when you see that stuff on there. You're like, yo, this got to come out.
Me?
Yeah. You know how you said how these credit bureaus purposely hold these?
I just feel that credit bureaus, it's a money maker for them. It has nothing to do with a particular individual.
Right.
It's because they get paid for the negative marks that
to be a tattletale. They get paid to be a tattletale, to tell on you.
And they go out and they find, they pay people to find stuff to put on your credit report.
Yeah.
A lot of times the creditor isn't even the one reporting it. The credit bureaus are paying somebody to put this stuff on your report.
These are investigators associating accounts with names, address variations, phone numbers.
The Fair Credit Reporting Act was created because they know a lot of that stuff on there is inaccurate.
BS.
You know, even if the date is wrong, anything is wrong, it shouldn't be on there. And I just feel like people deserve a second chance.
Right.
They deserve, you know, to be able to change their life, have better credit so that they can, you know, have a decent type
own
of living.
Own a house instead of rent a house.
It's next level.
Right.
It's crazy because you can make a mistake. Let's say you have a period of hardship, 3 to 6 months, and then that actually holds you back for the rest of your life. Where everybody you go to is telling you what you can do, you know, this is what you can buy. This is what you can afford. This is the only thing we're able to hook you up with. And that's because you made that small, that's, you know, you 30 years of living, 40 years of living, 50 years, 20 years of living, whatever. You made that small mistake over that 3 to 6 months, and that you carry that with, you know, with you for the rest. But you don't got to do that, which is why I just love how you're so passionate
about it. Because a lot of times, you're set up to fail. They know people, they have lists of people who really don't qualify for credit, and those are the ones that they'll target and give them credit so that they can default, so that they can make money off these negatives account. And people don't know that, because a lot of times when you get your contract or whatever, the agreement, you don't understand that terminology, and you sign off on that, and then you turn around and this debt then went sky high and you can't pay it. And that's what they want you not to pay some of your debts.
So they prey on a person.
Yes, and that's why.
Who've made those mistakes early on so they can profit.
Exactly, that's exactly what they do.
And what do you do? You don't gotta spill all the things, but what do you do to counteract that?
I just look at discrepancies that I feel like, how there's no way to verify this, or how did you verify this? I just search some things I just see in there.
And asking for documentation as well. Documentation to prove these things actually exist. Which, nine times out of ten, they can't provide.
Right, and I also look at, you know, I look at some of the laws, and I look at the law and I say, well, this law doesn't apply to this account. They need to take it off.
That's the culture I want us to focus on, is being able to go above and beyond, doing for the customer, or for the client in this case. Also, so I know moving forward.
Wait, 1 second, Ryan. So that's great that we actually have a credit advocate for you right here who's passionate about it. To the point, she's frustrated.
Yeah.
She's fighting for you.
You sit up here getting my blood pressure raised and talking about this.
Right, right. I'm talking to all you audience members out there. She's fighting on your behalf so that you can have that pretty credit, which correlates into a better lifestyle for you, depending on what kind of car you drive.
Yeah.
I always joke with Ron. I have another friend named Ron as well. This dude has a 1999 Ford Taurus paying over $500 a month.
It just don't make sense.
It don't make sense. It's because his credit is shot. But we have a person like this, like, okay, I understand you made a mistake. I'm going to be your advocate to help fight you through this so that you can get better credit. So,
and it's petty, too. It's like, it's actually people out there walking around with bad credit for years knowing they got bad credit. And when you can just pay $500. To get your credit fixed. It's just like, why are you making yourself suffer for $500? Yeah. Pay $500, move on with your life.
Instead of having that thing stay on your credit report for 7 years.
And it's not, and the thing is, it's not the negative audit that's on the credit report. It's the divorce that's on the credit report. It's the, I lost my job, couldn't work, I got sick, oh, I couldn't, had child support issues. That's what's on your life is on your credit report. Clear that off. Like, that's your personal business. Clear that hardship off. Like, it's crazy. Yeah. Cool. Oh, I thought you was.
I was actually trying to send a signal, but.
Oh, okay. Behind the scenes.
I was gonna say, if you can introduce a new member of the team.
Oh, yeah. Look, we're gonna have an official chain today. Chastity just joined the 100 PF. We gotta get a chain, 100 PF chain. Welcome to the team, Chastity. Chastity is one of our sales consultants. And a lot of people get afraid about sales, right? They get afraid to say they part of the sales team. No, that's nothing to be embarrassed about. You are selling or providing somebody with value. So that's why we up front and say, hey, we have sales consultants, people giving you value, giving you what you need to succeed. So that's Chastity.
So tell them about the credit repair process, and then what you'll be doing.
Oh,
someone who's interested in applying for credit repair, what should they do?
Okay, excellent. If you're interested in applying for credit repair, of course, we would love to help you. Go to 100%finance.com. Go to our services webpage, and you want to click on credit repair and inquiry disputes. Anything associated with the reparation of your credit and or consultant, 100% Finance is able to provide that for you. So, excellent value, excellent service, knowledgeable people. And not just on credit repair, like, we're not a one-stop shop. I'm sorry, we are able to help you get to the next level. So not just credit repair is what I'm stating.
That's like the stepping stone.
Correct. Credit repair is the stepping stone. That's the little thing that you're gonna do to be able to get maximum results. once you get credit repair, we're able to coach you on the different avenues you can then take to develop your personal finances in addition to your business finances.
So someone applies, they receive what they receive.
Now, if you apply, you get a consultation.
And who consults them?
Right here.
It'd be me.
All right, so what do you like to say, Chastity?
Just go ahead and apply, and when you apply, you will receive a phone call from me, and I look forward to speaking with you.
And so you'll help guide them about the options we have for them, and
yes,
you'll take a look at their credit report and advise them.
Exactly.
Right, so we're just having a staff meeting, guys. So she actually will be on the phone consulting you, and then once you do the consultation, the person signs up, who you throw the ball to next?
Oh, then it goes to our credit advocate,
Janine. And then what do you do again one more time?
I actually work on the credit repair aspect.
Managing a team of experts.
Absolutely. All right, so if you guys are on the fence of signing up, I highly recommend you go ahead and sign up right now. MohammedCityFinance.com, earn passionately, live passionately. Any final words, guys?
Just take action.
Peace.
Yeah.
Peace.
I'm ready to get back to this meeting.
I'm like, all right, I want to follow. You're at work, bro. All right, guys, take care.